Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All right, well, welcome aboard Weekend Edition. Marty Terrell and Mr. Daniel Ogden along the way. Welcome aboard Sports Overnight America and the fifth quarter takeover on the weekend here. Sports Byline USA. And we are presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, our good friends Randy and Ron DeBurn. Want to give them a big shout out as they make their way back to a beautiful cold Iowa after being in a warm weather spot. I don't need to tell you where they were, but anyway, Vanguard Utility Partners and Innovative Wellness and Christy Steiger. So stay tuned. Remember these three names: Innovative Wellness, Christy Steiger. That's four words. Ready? Innovative Wellness, Christy Steiger. Case closed right here on Sports Byline. iHeart, tune in, Simple Radio, globally on the worldwide American Forces Radio Network. All right, we get ready. Championship Sunday, all pumped up. I am absolutely fired up for these games. Mark Andrews, all-pro, all-world tight end, ankle is in. Deebo Samuel, shoulder in. I worry about the first hit that Deebo takes to that shoulder on Sunday against Detroit. So there you go. We'll worry about that. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. The other thing that's got me highly agitated, very worked up, and Daniel, who's going to be with me for the full hour, is going to talk me off the ledge. I think it's going to be Detroit, Baltimore. I do. I pray. I mean, part of me, I'm worried about Kansas City. I think Mahomes is extremely dangerous. I put it out this week. I think he's the best quarterback, and when it's all said and done, he's going to be the best we ever saw, and that includes TB12, Tom Brady. And that's a lot coming from me, native New Englander, and I love Brady. Kansas City, though, if we get in, I'm sorry, we're going to get 2 weeks of Taylor Swift, and I'm going to want to pound my head through a windshield. I am going to want to, when it's 54 below zero, I'm going to want to put my tongue on a parking meter and chain myself down. I cannot take Taylor Swift anymore. I've had it. She is a distraction. To me, she's got about as much talent as a butterfly. And her making a big deal out of giving a waitress at Highmark Stadium in Buffalo $100 tip is an absolute disgrace. I mean, $100 to Taylor Swift is like lint in her pocketbook. So please, I cannot take it. I'm tired of Kelsey. I'm tired of both Kelseys. And I've had enough of Swift. And good job out of Pat Mahomes' dad, who said, you know what? I don't want to sit with them at the game. He didn't want to sit with them, and I wouldn't either. I would sit anywhere but with them, the Swift family. They're cuckoo. I hate them. No, I shouldn't say hate. That's rough. We're coming back here. I'm all wound up here today. On Sports Overnight, the weekend edition, fifth quarter, takeover, coming back.
I wish I could get this stupid jar open.
Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Hi, welcome back, Marty Terrell, on a weekend edition. I love it because Daniel Ogden, he is in a goofy mood just like me. I've had way too much caffeine. I'm all fired up. And it's going to be like taking out the trash Friday. We're trashing anybody within our – we're in the mood to trash people, Mr. Ogden. Are we not? Let's be honest. We've been killing people off air. Let's take it right to the airwaves. I'm in a good mood, but I'm in a very, very, very uptight mood about what's going on in our world. Belichick can't get a freaking job, and they're going to put him on TV? You cannot put Bill Belichick on network television. Are you kidding me? He'll put the whole world to sleep. Now, what he'll say will be insightful, but he's not going to give away his coaching acumen and secrets. And I know Sims is going to be out. Phil Sims is going to be out. Cowher's probably going to get kicked to the curb. Cowher and Belichick would be like fire and water, fire and ice on CBS. I don't want to hear about Belichick. He's not going to coach, okay? He's not going to Seattle. He's not going to Washington, even though people like to think that. Now, the rumor today is Andy Reid, win, lose, or draw, is going to retire. His son is in prison. You know, he's getting a little long in the tooth. I'm the same age, so I don't like saying that, but I'll be 64 years young tomorrow. So I want Daniel to sing happy birthday to me before we sign off here this week. But here, so now they're saying, well, Andy Reid's going to retire. Belichick's going to take the Chiefs job. That's like nails on a chalkboard. I mean, the Midwest, I grew up on the East Coast, and I moved to the Midwest, Iowa, and it took me 2 years to get over the fact, and I went into depression. It's hard to adjust when you're East Coast, high strung, and you come to the Midwest. You got to change your ways. It's just weird. Very laid back people here. They're in an absolute hurry to go nowhere. Nobody hurries in the Midwest. They really don't. I mean, people here would just as soon walk to the grocery store than take a car. Me, on the other hand, if I get to a red light and it turns green and someone's sitting there farting around, I lay on the horn immediately. I mean, I'm just high strung. So that's where we start today. A little zaniness, injuries. I'm tired of Stephon Diggs. I'm glad he's out. He dropped a bomb last week. you know, all year long bitching about, give me the damn ball like Keyshawn, when Keyshawn used to pull that. Well, you know what? They gave him the damn ball and he dropped it. So he needs to sit down and, you know, Buffalo, you know, McCarthy should have been fired in Dallas. Sirianni, you know, maybe he's the one that should have stuck and he did. But, I mean, I'm stunned that Sean McDermott hasn't been given the heave-ho in Buffalo. And he still might. So maybe Belichick surfaces in Buffalo. But let's start where I started. We'll get to the injuries in a moment. But can you see Bill Belichick on TV? He's going to be as bad as Joe Montana was. And Montana was the worst guy on TV all-time history. Nobody worse. Right?
You know, I think I don't know why, but I feel like he is a little bit more of a funny guy and has more personality than he's like let on as a coach. So I could see it working maybe for a short period of time. I don't think he's somebody that would end up staying on TV for like an extended period of time. I think Sims has been kind of an obvious decline the last like couple years. Like he's just not sharp anymore. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's out.
Nate Burleson, he's turned into a diva. He needs to stay on the CBS Morning News with Gail King. He's terrible on the set. I don't even think he likes sports anymore. He likes wearing fancy clothes. He likes to just model his little clothing design deal he does. I'm tired of Nate Burleson. He's getting the heave-ho. Bart Scott was terrible. They got rid of him, so they're getting rid of Burleson. I think Sims is out, and I don't know that Cowher will be brought back. Maybe they'll put Cowher and Belichick on there and you know, and throw Boomer in the middle to referee it. Maybe and you got James Brown right there. Maybe that's what CBS does. What do you think of that? Put Boomer in the middle of Cowher and Belichick on CBS. What do you think?
That I mean, I wouldn't be against it. It kind of sucks. I mean, you're definitely right, but it kind of sucks because when he was kind of up and coming, like I thought Burleson was so good.
He's turned into a flower boy.
But he was really, really good when he was kind of working his way up, you know.
He was hungry, did his preparation. Now he just, like I said, he likes to model his clothing and, you know, wear different glasses and think we care. We don't. We care about football. He's given up the X's and O's for all the other sex appeal stuff.
You know.
So he needs to, go ahead.
You know who, and I think I honestly can't remember. I want to say he's maybe doing games now, but I think he's, you know, when he was on NFL Network, I always thought he was really good. I feel like Joe Thomas would be really good for a show like that for a pregame show.
Yeah, I haven't seen him. A hell of a player. Went to Wisconsin. I remember covering him in the Big Ten. Boy, he was a beast. Joe Thomas, Wisconsin, right? And then Cleveland. Hell of a player. Interesting. We shall see. I just can't, you know, I can't see James Brown throwing it to Cowher. Cowher comes up with an insightful take. And then they say to Belichick, Bill, what do you think? And he said, well, I think we should be on to a commercial here. Let's go on to a commercial. Instead of on to Kansas City, let's go to a commercial. I mean, I just can't see him. He is really molasses going up a cold hill in January. I'm telling you, he will be horrible on TV. I almost want Belichick to go to TV to see how horrific it can be. I'm serious. I would almost love to see it. You know, CBS is going to put him in a booth and practice with him and do some simulated shows to kind of grease the skids. But you can't teach a curmudgeon dog like Belichick any kind of tricks. He's as boring as the day is long. So I hope they do it, and then CBS will have they'll have like a huge omelet all over their face when they put Belichick in that studio. That'll be a disaster. I mean, just unmitigated. I can't wait. All right, let's get to the injuries here. Andrews in. Mark Andrews, all-pro tight end. I think huge. Ankle, you know, they didn't rush him back. They didn't need him against the Texans. They had the bye week before Houston. They need him this week. He's had plenty of time to recoup. This is a great activation with Andrews. Let's start there in Baltimore. How big do you think Andrews is in a game which could go right down to the wire? And I believe that it will. And I'm nervous for you Baltimore fans. I swear to God, Pat Mahomes probably going to, right, you know, last possession, you're going to lose. If they've got the ball and it's tied or they're down like two, they're going to win the game. You do not want Mahomes with that ball with any time left because he'll find a way. All right, let's start. Andrew's in. Give me your thoughts on Baltimore. Let's go.
So, I mean, obviously, you want Andrews. You know, he's all-pro tight end. But I really think, you know, like, Likely is playing really well right now. And
play two tight ends. Play two
yeah,
tight
well,
ends.
They're definitely going to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I guess just make sure that by going to Andrews, you're not going to Likely at the same time if you're Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then you can mix in your Zay Flowers and your Beckham and Aguilar, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I still think, I mean, I honestly thought Cook looked pretty decent in the few runs that he had. I mean, they knew the runs were coming. It was the end of the game. They were just trying to run out the clock, but I still feel like he's got some juice in those legs, and I think they're trying to get him ready for the Super Bowl, to be 100% honest.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We'll get back to picks. We'll do our picks late in the hour here today. All right, let's get to Debo. Shoulder, he was in practice. He's going to play. We got to see him take a hit. Let's go real quick. You only got about 40 seconds. He's got to take a hit in that shoulder before I'm convinced that he can make an impact. Let's hear real quick.
Oh, he's definitely got – like, he definitely will take a hit because that's just how he plays football. And I saw at the press conference today somebody asked him, how do you play as physically as you can normally, but you're still trying to protect yourself? And Debo said, I'm not protecting anything. So he's leaving it all out there. I wouldn't expect him to worry about it. Hopefully he doesn't re-aggravate it, though, definitely.
All right, good job. We're going to do picks later on. We'll get to you know, these games and some other stuff going on. I'll tell you what was good last night was this sinner, this Italian kid who knocked off Djokovic. I was up to the wee hours of the morning watching that semi in the Aussie Open, and it was fantastic. All right, we'll get into Purdy versus Goff, Detroit's running game, and what about Baltimore and Lamar? Is he finally going to have his moment here? We're rocking and rolling here on the Weekend Edition Sports Byline. Coming up.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, Innovative Wellness. I want to give a shout out to all the people in the Midwest, Iowa in particular. Innovative Wellness. If you have pain, if you have some health issues, you can change your life, okay? Change your life. You got to take action. You got to stop going to these scam chiropractors for $49. Get rid of your peripheral neuropathy, your back pain, okay? Stop it, okay? These people, they should be locked up. They're ripping you off. Don't go, okay? Case closed. Innovative Wellness. Just hear me out on this, okay? Just remember this name. Just jot this down. Christy Steiger. Okay? Christy Steiger. This is what I want you to write that down. And then keep listening, and I'm going to give you the absolute roadmap to changing your life and going about it the right way, okay? You got inflammation, you're eating terrible, you're making poor choices, you know, you're not doing any push-ups, you're not doing any push-aways from the table, you're overeating, maybe drinking too much caffeine, you're putting all sorts of garbage in your body, you got inflammation and your body's barking at you. Well, guess what? The barking will stop. Christy Steiger. Remember that, and I'll tell you more about Innovative Wellness in the days and weeks ahead. All right, let's get Daniel back in here. Again, I got to stop drinking 16 cups of coffee. Here I am talking about inflammation, and I've been on a Starbucks IV the whole day. All right, let's get to the X's and O's. Are you ready there, Coach?
Oh, I'm ready.
How are the Niners going to stop Gibbs, Montgomery, and anybody else carrying the ball, especially Gibbs? I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs is just lights out. How is San Francisco even remotely thinking that they can stop him? Because they can't. Go ahead. You tell me.
Well, I mean, it's definitely a game that they really need both Fred Warner and Drake Greenlaw to have, you know, some of their better games of the season.
Their best game. I agree with that.
And
yes.
But I wouldn't say that Warner necessarily is, like, considered to be fast, but Greenlaw is definitely quick. I mean, obviously they're not as fast as Gibbs. But you know, they're not slow. It definitely would be a game where they could have used Al-Shaair, who is now with the Titans, that had been there for a while. He was probably their fastest linebacker. So that'll be interesting. I think that what they're going to do is stack the box. And my worry for their defense is as the game goes on, and they're running the ball, I think they'll be able to run the ball well enough where they can move the chains. And then the Niners' defense, especially the safeties, will have to kind of start creeping up and play action to Laporta, because those safeties, especially the spot where they've had just a roundabout circus, where I think it was last week was Logan Ryan playing. It's been Jair Brown. Ever since Hufanga went down, it's just kind of been a rotating cast of characters, and I think a Laporta on a play action really scares me.
Yeah, and you know, he's healthier. I don't know if he's 100%, but that knee is barking, but I think he's okay. They need Montgomery too on some short yardage, you know, third and short. He's also good on first down too. He's a good icebreaker. You know, if you're trying to play some ball control and get it going, you know, Montgomery gives you six or seven on first down. He does that a few times. I'm telling you, it sets up all sorts of opportunities and possibilities. So away we go. All right, what about the quarterbacking matchup? And the whole world, and rightfully so, is skittish and nervous about Brock Purdy. You have to be. Except for that last drive, which, you know, hey, look, they found a way to win 6 of 7 on the last drive. I don't know. Putting my eggs in Purdy's basket makes me extremely nervous. I think he may pee down his leg. I'm serious. And if he throws an early pick, oh, my God. Can you imagine the pressure and the hooting and hollering he's going to hear? Oh, my God. And if they get down, say, a quick score out of Jahmyr Gibbs or, you know, any one of those receivers, and all of a sudden, you know, it's 10-0 or 10-3, and then he throws a pick. Oh, my Lord. I'm nervous. If I'm a Niner fan, I am up all weekend until that game starts and he gets stabilized and shows me he's ready. I'm nervous as I'll get out. I'm walking up and down the corridor of the house. I'm nervous as hell. Go ahead. You tell me. Purdy, what do you think?
I do think some of his poor throws can be attributed to the rain and the wetness. He's basically proven if it's raining, not good for him. He was pretty bad in the Cleveland game. So I think, you know, it's not supposed to rain here. So that's a positive for him. And I just feel like, you know, there's every quarterback kind of has their thing. I'll give you a couple examples. Like, and I used to call it a Bortles because, you know, I was always a Jags fan, but Jimmy Garoppolo had the propensity to do the same thing where at least like 1 to 2 times a game, they throw an interception, you know, or whatever, and it's like, what the hell were you even looking at, right? Like, what did you think was happening there? Nobody on your team is anywhere close. Like, you just threw it right to the other team. Like, what are you doing, right? I think Purdy has a couple of those plays a game where it's not the same thing exactly, but it's there are balls that should be intercepted that seemingly get dropped. And, you know, I watch a lot of Niners games with Niners fans, and we've sort of started referring to it as either Purdy interceptions, like Purdy picks, or Purdy luck, yeah. Which is, right. You know, they just seem to drop his interceptions. And as long as that continues to happen, I don't really see anything that's going to on the Lions defense that's going to stop that offense. But I always find it funny with Purdy when they – it's always, is he a check down guy and this and that? And I'm like, I feel like, honestly, his biggest worry is just he should have a lot more interceptions than he has. And he's been lucky, which is fine. You get away with it. It's just like if you speed on the freeway, but there's no cop to give you a ticket, you never really sped, did you?
No, that's right. In Green Bay, the one he threw early in the game against Green Bay was right. I mean, it should have been a pick six. It would have been.
If he caught it, yep.
If he catches it, he's dancing in the end zone, no question. You know, Jared Goff's not exactly going to set the world on fire, but he's got Super Bowl experience against the Patriots with the Rams in Atlanta. Didn't win the game, but it was a non-offensive tilt. I mean, it was what was the final of that game? 16-3, 10-3, 13-3 Patriots, I think.
Yeah.
You know, put you to sleep Super Bowl in 2018. All right, but here, 2019. But here's where I want to go with you real quick. Goff has had trouble protecting the ball. He can get a little too loosey-goosey. You know, he looks like an ostrich out there, tall, slender. But, you know, he gets a little stupid with the football. If you don't think I'm correct, go back and watch the last couple games. Go watch the Thanksgiving Day game against Green Bay. He fumbled about 3 times that day. He does not protect the football. And I got to tell you, Campbell's going to have a long, hard talk with him on Sunday morning. Say, you know what? Be careful what you do when these guys attack you. Bosa and some of these guys, they know how to go for the football. And you're a big, goofy target. So smarten up, protect the ball, and let's go. I worry about Goff if I'm a Detroit fan. How about you? Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say he had the worst throw I've seen in as long as I can remember in the game. I think it was last week, right, where he, like, threw it sideways / backwards to – you can't do that. If you do that against the Niners, that's a touchdown going the other way. So I agree. I think for them, you know, it's an interesting matchup in the sense that both teams have the ability to score on 1 to 2 plays, and both teams also have the ability to drive the ball, you know, 16, 17 plays and chew up half of a quarter, if not longer. So I think it could be anything from, you know, 45 to 42 to, 21-17, depending on how many possessions the teams end up with. And I think it'll just be kind of interesting to maybe see how the pace and the, the way the game is sort of dictated, like starts off. I also think if I was, and I know the Packers have been doing it, you know, the whole end of the season, but I 100% agree with, I know right now the thing is like you want the ball at halftime and you want to try to lap the team where you get the ball in the second half. Either team for me, if I'm either team and I win the toss, I'm taking the ball first. Especially the Lions. I think the Niners have trouble playing from behind. And they probably should have lost that game last week. But
no, they should have lost that game. They should have lost that game. They should have lost
But they
game.
Didn't. And
you're right.
And I think when you win games like that, somehow, some way, you gut it out, I feel like those are the teams that usually end up winning championships. So
it can be. I don't disagree with that. I get the spirit of what you're saying. And I'm here in Iowa. Purdy is a beloved figure here. I don't want to knock him, but I have a feeling he is going to be the reason why if the Niners lose, I think, you know what? He's going to be the poster child for this loss. I'm telling you right now, he just makes me nervous. He really does. All right, let's get to the other game. And I don't want to sit here and trash Taylor Swift, but we're going to break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you a reason why. It's painful enough that we have 2 weeks from Championship Sunday to Super Bowl. I mean, they start interviewing trees. They start asking players stupid questions. I can't take 2 weeks of Taylor Swift in Vegas at the Super Bowl hype. I can't take it. I cannot take it. I want to hit my head against a phone booth. And I don't think we have phone booths anymore, so I don't have to hit my head. But anyway, she makes me cuckoo, and the media is just going to keep talking about her. We're coming back. Marty and Dan here on Sports Overnight, Weekend Edition.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Rizin, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a weekend edition. Marty Terrell and Daniel Ogden along the way as we go fifth quarter takeover. Charlie Gibbons on the weekend as well. And away we go. All right, let's get to it. You know, the Baltimore-Kansas City game, you know, the theme, like it or lump it, is, you know, is pressure. You know, there's so much pressure on Purdy. You know, and I don't know if he is the most, quote, pressurized quarterback. Lamar Jackson probably the guy, you know, and you know, now the quotes, you know, I hate the idea of facing Mahomes, blah blah blah. He's got a monkey on his back, let's be honest. So we'll see. I don't know if it's King Kong sized gorilla on his shoulders, but they are home. You know, these linebackers Queen and Roquan Smith are just world beaters. Kyle Hamilton plays with reckless abandon. You know, Mahomes scares me too, and I'll get more on that in a moment. But at first glance, talk about the pressure about, you know, that is facing Lamar, and maybe just your general gut feeling, your sense, Baltimore, Kansas City, M&T Bank Stadium, early game, 4 o'clock East, coming up on Sunday. Let's hear.
I think, I really wanted Buffalo to win that game. I think I picked on the show Kansas City last week. I just felt like they would end up winning somehow. I feel similar about this one. I don't know what's going to happen, but I think something dumb will either go Kansas City's way or they'll get a stupid penalty or whatever will happen and the ball will bounce wrong. You know, something will go their way at the end, and I think that they're going to end up winning. But I really just hope Baltimore wins, and I'd like to see Lamar get his, you know, the recognition that I think he deserves. But you know, he still hasn't got there yet. And the other thing, you know, which I just think is kind of a side note, you know, them just as a whole, that team feels like they're always in the playoffs, but they almost never win. It's starting to feel a little Cowboys-esque. So if they don't get it done, I think, you know, it's going to start to be a little bit of an uneasy feeling moving forward there. This is supposed to be their year.
It's going to be fascinating. I'm pulling for him, too. He's an elite talent. He really and truly is. I love the fact that he's got Andrews. Gus Edwards, you know, they're not a – I'm going to say it sounds like a throwaway line. It's not that they're not a flashy team, because they are a flashy team. When Lamar turns it up and does his, you know, virtuoso, you know, and his whirly bird antics, I mean, he's exciting to watch. On the other hand, though, they just absolutely will pound you physically. And that's why I really think Kelsey's not getting a free lunch over the middle. Not one of those receivers. Rashee Rice is dangerous. He's not getting a free look. Not one of them. And now we're hearing Pacheco, according to ESPN, he is listed as very questionable for Sunday's game. I didn't even see him earlier this week or post-game after the win over Buffalo on any injury report. I don't know if it was a practice incident or what, but Pacheco was indeed listed out of practice today and doubtful. Thuney's out, all-pro left guard. You tell me, Pacheco, if he doesn't play, what a hole in the wall that is for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's interesting because we almost sort of forget that Edwards-Helaire is still there. And he started for them for a while. He never kind of amounted to anything. And though Pacheco came in, he was, you know, ran harder. And I always kind of like the little memes that I see about how the, you know, his running style, because it's so unorthodox and, you know, almost funny. But he gets the job done, and he's a rolling ball of butcher knives to tackle. So, yeah, that would be a huge loss. I also think if Willie Gay doesn't play, that would be a huge loss. In terms of, you know, I kind of know they had talked about leading up to last week. I didn't really pay attention in the game, and I honestly didn't see if – I think he played. But they said in the first matchup they almost exclusively had him spy Josh Allen. So I would guess if he plays, he'll be, you know, responsible for Lamar on a lot of different plays. Not that that necessarily ever works on him. Anyways, but yeah, I think I think those injuries are big, and Baltimore for the most part is pretty healthy.
Yeah, they are. Here's the thing that really gets discussed until they blow a game, and that's the kicking department. We have the two best kickers in the NFL. Butker and Tucker are the two best kickers in the National Football League. And there is going to be some rain, and it looks like maybe even heavy rain in that game in Baltimore on Sunday afternoon. 3 East, not 4 o'clock East. So I got to tell you right now, these kickers, and I give Tucker a little bit of edge, especially if there's an off track there. He doesn't miss. I mean, this guy, and both of them are good from 60. I mean, these guys can absolutely drill the ball. Butker's a good off-track kicker, too, when the surface is off-going. We don't talk about that much, Daniel. You put much stock in the fact that these kickers pretty much cancel themselves out. It comes down to one of them may have an opportunity to win the game at the gun. And either way, the odds are going to be with them because these are very good kickers, two of the best, if not the best, in the National Football League. Let's hear about Tucker and Butker in your world.
Yeah, definitely. And I take both of them over either of the kickers in the NFC game.
No question.
I have a definite, you know, I would say if I got to choose, you know, a kicker, I would take Tucker over, I think, anybody in the league. Yeah, Bucker's right there. And, if it comes down to a kick, more than likely they're making it no matter how bad the weather is, you know, with one of those guys. The NFC game comes down to a kick, then it gets interesting.
I know. You're right. Well, listen, you know, I want to get your pick. So, let's get into it right now. Let's start with the early game. Give me your pick. Give me as many specifics. Give me the ebb and flow of how you think the game may go here a little bit. Go ahead. Let's hear. Daniel Ogden.
I am going, unfortunately in that game, I'm going to pick Kansas City. I hope I'm wrong. Yep.
And give me the ebb and flow. 10-point win. They get a lead. They hold on, come from behind. Mahomes' last possession. He's got two timeouts and the two-minute warning. Down 7 or down 6, and he rolls them down the field. They kick the extra point and win the game. Give me a little nugget to chew on here on how you think the fourth quarter goes in that game.
I will say I think the game is tighter. You know, very close game, back and forth. I think it's going to be low scoring. Which I don't think anybody expects with those two quarterbacks, but I think it's going to be low scoring. I really think whoever, you know, I think it's going to be Kansas City, but I think whoever gets to like 24 points will win that game. I see somewhere in the range of maybe 24, 21, 23, 20, somewhere in that range.
Low scoring. Yep.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going with in that one.
All right, let's go to the late game in your backyard, Santa Clara. Let's hear it. Niners, Levi's Stadium, hosting upset-minded Cinderella story Detroit Lions. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
I'm going Niners 31-20, but I think it'll be like 13-10 at halftime.
And Niners lead from wire to wire. Is that what you got?
I think the first half will be, you know, tight game. I think – I don't know if, you know, if it'll be like necessarily even feel like a lead. I think it'll be, like I said, you know, 13-10, 10-10, somewhere in that, you know, 14-10 or 17, you know, 17-14. I think it'll be pretty close. And then I think in the second half, the Niners will run the ball down their throats. That's just how I see it. Yeah.
That means McCaffrey, correct?
Lot of McCaffrey, and I know he's injured, but I still think they're going to give Debo probably a good 5 to 7 carries also, and I think they would have last week if he didn't get hurt.
Do you anticipate any dicey moments with Purdy on Sunday? Let's hear.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of, you know, angst will happen because he always has a couple of those plays that I talked about earlier where, you know, just it's you hold your breath. But they've been dropped all last year. They've been dropped all this year. And I don't know why or what the, you know, what the magic is around it. But I think the Purdy magic will, you know, the magic fairy will wave his wand and somehow it ends up not interceptions. But I definitely think he's going to have a couple moments where Niner fans are gasping, so to speak.
Interesting. All right, one more. I'm going to give you a scenario which will be very unpleasant to ponder, but it could happen. And he may light up the world, and he might be, who knows? You know, and he may get to the Super Bowl, Purdy, and win the Super Bowl MVP and get a new car and go to Disney World and all the other trimmings that come with the Super Bowl MVP. But I'm going to paint a scenario which could happen. He throws 3 picks Sunday, Lions 38-17. They just crush the 49ers. Purdy throws 3 picks. In fact, we see Darnold midway through the second half. I mean, late third, we see Darnold. They're trying to find something. What if that scenario played out? Would that be the end of Brock Purdy in San Francisco, do you think, or no?
Good question. I don't think so. I mean, I guess I don't see that happening, but if it does, I'll just, you know,
no,
we'll say if it does.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it will, and I hope it doesn't, but if it does, that's what I want. Stay on point there.
I don't think.
If it does.
Yeah, I don't think so because, you know, I'll say this too. I was kind of having a conversation about Purdy, you know, just a random football fan last night, and, you know, he was a Raider fan, and I'm a Jaguars fan, so I felt like we were having a kind of a good discussion because neither of us were, like, you know, Niner fans. And he said, the thing I'll say about Purdy is it may not be pretty and it may not, you know, whatever, but, like, somehow he gets it done. And he says, you know, which I totally agree with, he said, I don't know how good he actually is, but he's better for the team than Jimmy Garoppolo, and he's got more heart than Jimmy G. And I agree with all of that. So I would say that considering the way that team structure is built, they almost need Brock Purdy in his rookie contract in order to pay everybody.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think it would be the end of him.
All right, let me ask you this. Shanahan, similar result. Shanahan's going to be feeling some heat. He's got to start winning, doesn't he? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, he's had 2 Super Bowls, one with the Niners, and then obviously the
Atlanta
collapse, which I'm sure you enjoyed. I think until he gets it done, he's definitely got a little monkey on his back as well.
All right, good job, Daniel. Come back, let you know what we're streaming and screaming about in the world of sports. How about that Aussie semifinal with Sinner, the Italian kid, and Novak Djokovic? Holy smokes. Took him out in 4 sets. Could have been a 3, you know, could have been straight sets. That was a doozy on Thursday evening. I'll come back and comment in a moment on Sports Overnight, the weekend edition.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, down the home stretch we go. Let's get Ogden in here. He liked me. I love that tennis Thursday night, Djokovic and Sinner. That was – I don't know how much of you watched on it. How many unforced errors did Novak Djokovic have? Holy smokes, Daniel. I mean, it was – I was right. He hit the net so many times, I thought the Brooklyn Nets were going to call him and sign him to a 10-day contract. It was brutal. He looked his age. I think you said, I got quote, you quoted as saying, finally Djokovic showed that he's 36 and Sinner just 22 with those spongy Gumby-like legs. And he slides like a mother. He really does. Let's hear. Djokovic, what do you think?
Yeah, that was definitely the first time I've watched him and thought he looked lethargic. He looked tired. You know, very rarely do you see Djokovic play like that. And look like that. And obviously, you know, he hasn't lost. Obviously, there were a couple years where he didn't play at the Australian Open, but he hasn't lost in Australia in 6 years. So,
I mean, that was stunning. Do you think now, you know, with the French coming up, Roland Garros, lifetime record there, Open, or check that, Wimbledon in July, and then September, Memorial Day, Labor Day, we'll go to New York. Djokovic, is he going to win a major this year now that Aussie's in the rearview mirror with a big fat L over his forehead? What do you think?
Yes, I think he's going to win Wimbledon next year, this year, because he's going to come back pissed that he lost last year. That's my pick.
You know what I think? I think he's coming up with a goose egg. And I think Medvedev is going to win this thing. Sinner and Medvedev is going to be a hell of a final. But I think Medvedev, he was down two sets. He came back and won at 5:30 in the morning here in Iowa. I turned that on. I was like, you got to be kidding me. He did it again. You can't get that. I mean, that guy, you can get him down. He's never out of it. All right, Daniel, I love you, brother. Good job out of you, pal. Our weekend edition is always bolstered by your appearance. You're a good dude. All right, don't forget, Innovative Wellness in Iowa. Christy Steiger. Write this down, folks. Innovative Wellness, Christy Steiger. Tune in on Saturday night, and I'll tell you all about her. We're coming back on Saturday with Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios.